This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome back. Welcome back, race fans. Another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And I tell you what, Brian, the numbers are increasing, babe. They are increasing. He gives me a big thumbs up on that one. And I couldn't have done it with my partner, without my partner here, Jamie. Jamie, how are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, are you kidding me? Thank you for being on. Thank you for being on. Hey, how's your Saturday when it came to betting, my friend?
You know what? It was pretty interesting
now
Saturday.
You were on the road at 5 a.m. to Ellis Park.
Mm-hmm.
No, you were there at Ellis Park.
I was physically there.
So when did you take off from St. Louis?
We left about 4:30.
4:30.
So we got to Ellis at 7 a.m.
Okay, 7 a.m. You're at Ellis.
Yeah.
You're not there at 5 a.m.
No.
Okay, so you're there at 7 a.m. getting ready. You got a horse running that day.
Had two in that day.
And I think they both ran respectable, and I'll get to that in a minute. But, man, what a beautiful video you had out there. 7 a.m., seeing those horses working out. It's like it's like a whole day's work that early in the morning.
Yeah.
Just watching.
I really enjoy being there that early and kind of seeing everything before everybody's there.
Right.
There's something about that just...
It's Americana, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's something that hasn't been touched yet. There's no this or there's no that. I mean, it is as you are back in time again.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. Yeah. That's why I said, man, you got to send me that video. And what we'll do is we'll put that video on our site. I held back. I wanted to let the fans know about the video first. But that was at Ellis Park. Early in the mornings at 7 a.m.
Yeah, and, you know, I forgot to tell you. I got to Ellis, and I was there in the paddock area before the racing started, and I bumped into three guys from Fairmont Park that I kind of know.
Uh-huh.
And
they like our show.
The one guy was like, he was like, man, the show is awesome, you know, enjoy it. Well, he introduces me to another guy who's from the area, and prefaces the whole introduction with, hey, this guy's Dave Gall's godson. And I'm going, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and the guy maybe never heard the show. I'm thinking, oh, this guy's going to grill me, man. We're talking about Hernandez.
Well, and, you know what? I was pushing it more than you were, though.
No, he was a great guy. And I was pumped they were there to surprise my trainer, Jim Watkins. They were from Belleville, and Jim's from Belleville. They saw he had two horses in, and he, you know, they came down to support him, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great.
But and I thought for sure, guy, man, yeah. It was one of those aha moments where it's like, uh-oh, I'm going to get ripped by this
here
guy.
We go. It was going to happen. Here it is.
No, it was good. It was good. So
we had our picks. I had my picks. One of them was Woodbine. I had Hemp Hemp Hooray, and it went off at 3-1, finished second Saturday at Woodbine. And then we had the Ellis Park, and a 12-1 and a 19-1, and you are familiar with that 12-1 that won on
absolutely.
The top.
Oaklawn horse.
What's the name of that horse?
Casino Star.
And if I would have given you this race, you would have told me that, hey, maybe back off the Nigan's horse. Nigan's Glory went off at 3-1, finished third, but it was right behind the horse that won it.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't take time and look at the form for that race, but what I'm seeing is a pattern here. A lot of these
I'm losing. That's a pattern.
That's one of the patterns, but a lot of these Oaklawn Park horses are either going to Prairie Meadows. The kind of the bottom horses have gone to Canterbury up in Minnesota, but a lot of the good horses went to Ellis, and a lot of the other really nice horses went to New York between Saratoga and Aqueduct and Belmont. And
that's like the few, though.
Yeah, and now at Ellis, you're starting to see some really nice allowance races that are very competitive. I mean, obviously,
when you're attracting the top trainers to come over here at Ellis Park, that's something to be said.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the big boys are there with Ashmeeson, McPeak, Brad Cox is there.
Right.
Michael Maker.
Yeah.
Ron Moquette. You know, there's some big time people
there.
There's
some big hitters there.
The beauty is it's a lot like Oaklawn in the fact that it's a handicapper's track. I mean, you're not talking chalk every race. I mean, look at this race. You pick this Nigan's Glory.
Right.
Once you look at those payouts. Did you see the payouts?
Yeah, he had a 12-1 on top, followed by a 19-1. And then my horse at 3-1. So I'm thinking it had to be like $200, $300 for a 50 center.
Yeah, the try actually paid $695 for 50 cents.
Oh, wow.
So
wow. 700, just call it 700. Wow.
Sure.
All right. So you know what, folks? That's what we had with our past picks. And we'll give you our new picks after we go over our Fairmont picks for this coming weekend. But first, let's get to our results. Let's start off with our first race here, and we've got a maiden special weight, 350-yard sprint, and we had the three horse on top here. You know what, Jamie? I've been on a roll with these 350-yard sprints or 300 yards. But basically, any quarter racing, we've been very live.
Yeah.
We've predicted how it's going to go, and it has went our way. So I love to get our numbers on how we have been doing on the quarter horses, because we had the top horse here 3-1. What was that? He went off at 2-1, and that was BM1 Rare Rocket, and that was Tavares on the horse, and that was with Muffin. Have you ever heard of this trainer? Maybe just a quarter horse.
Just
trainer.
The quarter horses.
Yeah, there you go. Then we got the one horse, She Be Poppin', Victor Santiago, and that was the one hole. And the one hole there, who did we have? What was the trainer behind that one?
Griffin.
Okay.
Bill Griffin. He's always
that.
Live in these races, seems like.
Yes, sir. And the sixth horse here, Centenario. Centenario Cash, and that's Francisco Giles, that is, and that was by, what camp was this one?
That was John Wittauer, and the owner was Luis Gerardo Romero.
All right, so that went off at 11-1. So that's what we had. We had a 3-1-6 in our quarter horse racing to start the whole night off, and that was a $2 exacta, 3-1, $39. The $1 trifecta, 3-1-6, $136.60. 10 cents superfecta, 3165, $96.66. Let's move on to race number two. We got a route race here, 1 mile, 70 yards, claiming $3,200. And what do we have? We had the winner here, Malagar. Malagar gets a big win here, and Malagar could have won from one end to the other of the track because he was opening up. He was opening up there, and Malagar was Diego horse, and that was Essen Price. Diego Essen Price went off at nearly 4-1 there, so that's a good payoff. We had that one on top, followed by a Stormy Cape, and that one, that went off at 12.5-1. That was Arietta, and then the one horse Silent Congrats, and that was Victor Santiago. The crowd on favorite here. 90 cents to the dollar. I was never really high on that horse anyway, so you know, I thought I was really looking at horses like the Ridge, and I looked at WW Aces Up. Anything in this race that stood out for you?
No, I think we gave a pretty definitive pick there with Malagar, just due in part to the fact that we bet it the last time and it was disqualified. And I honestly couldn't believe that we got almost 4-1 on the horse in this race, which is big time, man.
I really did like the odds on that. But you know what? Again, the crowd buys into the whole morning line, and they bought into this one at being 90 cents a dollar on Silent Congrats. I didn't see it.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the notes here. I didn't realize this. I thought the Ridge would run a better race, but it shows that it returned and it was bleeding, so.
Really?
Okay.
That makes sense. Yes, sir. We got a 6-furlong maiden claiming $4,000. This is a bottom barrel here. And I've heard you talk about this horse, Thundering Richie, before.
Yeah, you know, I've talked about it a little bit. I'm not as high on it as our buddy G.W. Henson. And he called me all day. He loved the horse, man.
He loved the horse.
He couldn't talk me into it, and he's usually a pretty good salesman. I was more interested, and I told you this, on the horse that ran, I guess it would have been fifth, that Code Town.
Yeah, I think it ran
Code
like
to Win. Code to
six,
Win.
Six, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst Gallop horse I've seen.
Didn't I tell you that?
You did.
Didn't I tell you that? The barn does not put a maiden claiming start on the first timer.
Yeah.
They just don't. Their expectations on these horses are always high.
Sure.
This had to be the grunt of the litter here. This one was the one that Becker said, you know what? Let's put them in the maiden claiming. Hopefully my name, my jock, all that, they'll think it's live. And the next thing you know, someone might claim this. I don't think they want this in the camp.
No, he was second choice. Looks like it was, 2.5-1?
Well, they got him here at 90.
Yeah.
They got him here at 90 cents. What is it? One eight? No.
Thundering that's Thundering Richie.
Richie was the favorite.
He went off as the favorite.
Yeah.
And then haven't we been on the? I think we've been on the five before. Line of Denims. That's the horse that always has trouble in the gate, and
that's the one that I had on top.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It ran a pretty good race today. I gave it on the green sheet too. That it went off at. Almost, over 8.5-1 on that. What did it pay off for second and third?
It looks like second paid 720, and then the show bet on American Success was $3.40. I think there's something interesting I think we need to point out. And, I mean, these are maidens, but they've run most of
these horses. Horrible maidens, too, by the way.
These are bad maidens, but you're going to see a trend, too. In these 6-furlong races that I picked up on, like second or third 6-furlong race, look at the time. The time goes 1:15-4. That's how deep this track is, man. This track is definitely, it says fast. It is deep, man.
Yeah, but you can't really compare it to this race.
Wait till you see these other experienced horses at
right now at 1:15, what did we have? 1:15 what?
1:15-4.
1:15-4. We got this on the maiden claiming a 4,000 bottom of the barrel horses here. All right, we'll check that out. All right, let's move on here. Let's see what the payoffs on this one was. The 2.5, $35.80. The $1 trifecta, 2.58, $47.80. 10 cents super, 2.586, $24.20. $1 daily double, 5.2, $18.50. The 50 cent pick, 3.352. $25.65. So that's what we got. Let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we got a 1 mile allowance optional claiming $10,000. And this one was, you know what? They should have just erased this off the board. It was like a carnival show here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got 3-horse race. I know a show goes on, but Jesus, you couldn't really get into it. And I think Great Scat could have come back. He could come back next week. He just jogged home.
Yeah,
He just jogged home and won by 2.75. You're right.
He coasted the whole race. And I mean, but what do you expect out of a Scat Daddy horse that they paid $110,000 for?
No kidding.
You know,
No kidding. But I really thought you had these other two horses. I don't know.
It was a paid workout.
It was a paid workout. That's what it was, too. He didn't work. I mean, he didn't really get into the horse either.
No, not at all.
I mean, when you see the stats here and it says 2 1 3/4, forget about it. This horse could have won by 20. I'm telling you. So we had a 4-3-2 finish here. Exacta 4-3. That's not bad, though.
$4.
Double your money. You double your money on that. $1 daily double, $4.10. The 50-cent pick three, $8.70. Now, you know what people did? The bettors on this race, they didn't look at this race. What they did was they daily doubled this race going into the fifth race because that's where the money's at. Or your pick three, single this horse in this race. But, again, I wouldn't even go deep on the pick three because the odds-on favorite, even in the fifth race, I was singling out this one horse that was your horse. So yeah. Let's see what would have happened. Let's go to race number five. Well, race number five is a little interesting because the guy I'm sitting across from here, he had his horse in this race, and the public bought into Infinitive, and I'll tell you what, Infinitive ran. Well, you know what? Why have me talk about it? Tell me what went down in this race.
Well, you know, we got a decent pace in front of us with the six horse Carol's a Case and the two horse Ruby Lee's Song, which we expected. Got the Dream Trip from Santiago, sits third by two.
Perfect. Just, perfect spot. That's exactly didn't we talk about this?
About. Then we needed to be. Got to the
midway stretch
and started to move.
Started making the progress. You're in the middle lane. You just put away the inside rail horse. Now it seems like it's just you and a tiring group behind you. Yeah, I mean, there was nothing holding you back then. It looked like you were just
looked like a clear-cut winner from there.
Yeah.
And then this Catherine Eugenia comes from nowhere and just shoots
I'd
like a
I'd say nowhere. You're right. Out of nowhere. And I talked to some people. They said the dirt is becoming a little bit faster on the outside like that.
Absolutely,
really,
it is.
Really softer. Not to where you're sinking in more, but you're gliding more on it. And obviously the three horse here, Catherine Eugenia, went to the outside. Didn't go through the rail part there.
Right.
Outside attack and mowed you down.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty depressing.
Yeah. That was Catherine Eugenia, and that was Uriel Lopez. He's been known to screw up my daily double $50 tickets before. And why not keep doing it, I guess, huh?
Yep.
All right, so the horse won by 4.5 there over Infinitive Santiago. And that was Watkins. And the six horse here, Carol Case, Tavares, and Randazzo. And that went off at 2.5 to 1. And the Infinitive horse there got the crowd love, too, at 190, so close to $2 or 2-1 there. All right. So let's see the payoffs on this one. $2 exact to 3-5, $45.20. The $1 trifecta, 3-5-6, 36.50. 10-cent superfecta, 3-5-6-1, $6.91. And the daily double, 4-3. Wow, this should have been my daily double. $10.20. The 50-cent pick 3-2 with the 1/4/5-3, whatever all this is, $17.45. All right, buddy. It was a hard one to digest, I tell you.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. I know you will. We're going on to our sixth race here. Sixth race was a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. I had on here Star Magna as my top choice, followed by the 4, Mary Jean's Wildcat. And mind you, I put a pretty good penny on this. And then I had the 5-horse Miss Hopper. But someone popped into the scene here and kind of ruined this whole show, named Country Assets, the 2-horse. God bless you, Country Assets. That was Uriel Lopez again. You're killing me, Uriel. You're killing me, I tell you. That was Uriel Lopez. and he won by a head. Thank you. 15.5-1 over my Star Magna and my Mary Jean, the four horse. Anything on this one, my friend?
The only thing I can tell you is
keep it civil.
I could have never bet the two horse with your money or with Brian's money or anybody's money for that fact. I love the Star Magna with Mary Jean's Wildcat. It looked like that was going to happen, and then got into the stretch, and this Country Assets just took over and won on a head, Bob. But, man, there's no way I could have bet Country Assets coming off a $4,000 claim running this. But, I mean, these are Star Magna and Mary Jean's Wildcat are classier horses that have won in some nice races.
You're so right.
So...
I don't know what the hell got into this two horse, but you know what? I'm not going to play him.
No.
I still won't play him. And looking at the form from the past, I still wouldn't give it out either.
No way.
That's the way I look at this. So I don't know who carried who. Was Uriel Lopez on the mount, or was a horse on top of Uriel Lopez?
Right.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
And here, you know, we didn't look at the last race, but this is what I was telling you about. This is allowance optional claiming. 10,000. Look at the time on this race.
Yeah,
1:14.3.
Okay.
This track is deep, man.
Yeah.
You know, these are not, you know, these horses.
But that's a whole second. That's a whole second better than the maiden claimers.
But these horses are usually going 111, 112. You know, 1 second's, what's 1 second? 5 lengths? About?
Yeah.
So, I mean, these horses are usually running 8 to 10 lengths better than they run in this race today.
Is it,
I mean,
five
this
or three lengths,
3 to 5, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
that's lengths, not time in the penitentiary. 3 to 5,
right?
That's lengths.
Let's see the payoffs on this one. $2 exacta, 2-3, $84.40. Trifecta, 2-3-4, $67.70. And for you folks that listen to the show and fans of the show, you guys have heard me in the past say, okay, put a horse between the 3 and the 4 because there's nothing beating us, but there's no way that I was going to put all with 3-4 or 4-3 in this race. It just,
no.
I couldn't see it. Then the $1 try, 2-3-4, $67.70. The 10-cent superfecta, 2-3-4-6, $34.71. The $1 daily double, 3-2, $115. And 50-cent pick 3-1/4, 5-3-2, $98.05. All right, great. We got our butts handed to us in that one. Let's go to race number 7. Race number 7 is a 6-furlong claiming $3,200. And the winner in this one was Mr. Hungry. And you know what? He was a big prime suspect to do something like this. So, yeah, I see Mr. Hungry carrying his weight there. The one horse never really had problems. Led throughout, and he went 4 wide and got the job done. I thought the two horse here, Bold Ransom, that I had on top here, Bold Ransom was going to do much better, and the crowd bought into the nearly 2-to-1 horse there. Followed by my old horse, Don't Change Trainers. That's my old horse. Did you know that? Yeah. They call him Jono.
Jono ran good.
Yeah, Jono ran good. If the real Jono ran like that, you'd have to put me out of my misery. Put a screen around me with all the horses and put me out, because I tell you what, this knee's killing me. Yeah, the 5-horse Don't Change Trainers, and that was Elizabeth Thurman. 21-1.
Yeah.
All right, that's not bad. That's not bad. $2 exacta, 1-2, $31.60. $1 trifecta, 1-2-5, $196. And you could credit all that to Jono on that one, pal. And the 10-cent super, 1-2-5-7, $105.35. The $1 daily double, 2-1, $67.90. 50-cent pick, 3-2-1, $516. Oh, wow. Pick 4-1/4, 5-3-2-1, and someone did have a correct four correct here. I don't know how. I have no idea. $223 on that. So that's amazing. All right, Jamie, that concludes our racing for this past Saturday night at Fairmont Park. Let's move on here. Let's start that whole thing of amnesia. Just forget about that. Forget about Saturday, and let's move on to Tuesday. All right, my friends, so this Tuesday, July 31st, post time 1 p.m., and we're going to start it off with a maiden special weight here, 6 furlong, purse 8,000. What do you see here? What do you see?
I'm going to go back to the 4, Mutakdam Road.
You know, I'm going to bet you a beer on this. There's no way this horse wins.
Really?
I'm telling you that right now. Go ahead.
I'm
go
sure
ahead.
You've got Droop's MDB. Do you?
No, I actually don't. I got
got Agro Craig.
That's who I got.
Hey, that horse is from Ireland.
Really? I like Ireland horses. Who said that?
Somebody said that the last time we were sitting there. We're like, yeah. Oh, man, that's a long trip.
He had 48 starts.
Sent him all the way over to Fairmont from Ireland for the 8,000 maiden
like,
special.
I'm playing this horse. I go, why are you playing that horse? He goes, it's from Ireland. I go, he had 48 starts. He's forgot about his homeland.
But you're going to bet him. The 5-year-old man.
Yeah, I got him. Okay, go on with yours. Tell me a little bit about yours.
So I like Mutakdam Road. I think that's how you say that.
Well, it's actually Mutakdam Road.
This horse ran, I go back to the May 22nd race where it ran against Great Scat and run second by 11 1/4, but we just got to see how good Great Scat is going that route race Saturday night. So I don't put a bunch of stock in that, losing by 11 1/4, because Great Scat's better than Maiden Special 8,000. So I like the 4, Mutakdam
right.
Road.
But on your case right there, too, what about the Maiden claiming he just got done running? They said, you know what? We're going to drop it down. We're looking for a win. Tired of all this Maiden Special weight stuff. And he gets drilled. And, okay, very fractitious at the gate. That's not my fault.
I remember the race well, and I said to myself, throw that race out when we if this horse pops up again, and I did. I marked that in my notes, so I'm throwing that race completely out. It had a
you're throwing that one out? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, makes sense.
I think they put that horse in that race to win, and it was horrible in the gate that day. So I'm going to give it a pass on that race.
All right.
I like that horse, and then I do like your 5-year-old maiden Agro Craig, and not because it's
he's from Ireland. Though. I mean, give him some break. And we got a lot of Ireland fans out there that listen to the show. So,
yeah.
Makes only sense that I go with the Irish flag here.
Sure. And then I can't find a clear-cut third-place horse here. I think it's a 2-horse race. I would throw an all in there.
Well, wow. I went with the Agro Crag. I went with the Irish horse. That's who I'm picking on top here with Santiago Walker, 2-1, followed by Droop's MDP. MDP. Yeah, did I say
MDP?
Whatever.
MDP?
You guys know yeah, there you
something.
Go. Droop's MDB, and that is the 2-horse, and that's Baylon Pompel. Baylon's been riding really good of late. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. I'm taking him to get second, and then I'm taking the Macadanadin Road, Tavares Foxworth. And you know what? That's another thing, too. I just don't like Foxworth's track record as well either. So, you know, he's
– yeah, it's not very good.
16 starts, one win, a couple seconds in shows. But you know what? I if you're going to have a horse on top, you can't have it doing all this stuff either. All right, so now we move on to race number 2. Race number 2, we got a 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. And what's your take here?
I got to go with a horse that we like to throw in all the time. I'm a little on the fence here between the 3 and the 4, but you know when we have a couple horses that we like, we normally give an exacta play. Mm-hmm. My exacta play, you know, a
is
nice
this a
exacta
good one here?
Play, yeah, would be the 3 and the 4. The 3 Wildcat Light, which we've talked about in the past, horse always seems to find a way to hit the money. And then followed up, let's box the 3 and the 4. The 4 is Future Express, a John Cox horse that has been running over, it run at Oaklawn Park a couple times. And then he followed it up in May at Prairie Meadows. The only thing that worries me about the four.
The distance?
The distance and the fact that it hasn't been out since May. I mean, we're in August now pretty much.
Right.
So, I mean, the horse, I don't know if the horse needs one or what, but I'm going to go with the three, Wildcat Light, over the four, Future Express, but I would box the Exacta there.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better, my friend, because I have the four on top here. I have Future Express, but I look at it in this way here. You're running long to short. I get it. You ran at Fairmont Park last year, May 20th here, 6 furlong. Wasn't a bad outing at all. Wasn't a bad outing at all, and that was a for allowance optional claiming $12,005. You've run at Oaklawn Park, open, $10,000. I mean, these are respectable tracks, my friends, and Oaklawn, then he went to Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows is no slouch either.
No.
And that's a 10,000 claimer. I think this horse is ready. I think this horse makes a nice move, and I don't think Molina's not worried about putting this horse right to the front because it's going to have a lot of energy in it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, I go now. I'm going back, and I'm kind of seeing, you know, some of the horses this horse has run against at Oaklawn Park, and you know, you look at some of the names that are real familiar: Candy My Boy, Carve, JP of Galilee. Those are all class horses that do well in that open condition down there.
Right.
I'm still sticking with the fact that the horse hasn't been out since May.
I get it.
Worries me a little.
I get it. And the works haven't been that impressive either. Then I went with the three. I think this is a great, and I put it on my sheet here. You could check it out for yourself. I put down my strong Exacta box play of the day here. One of mine, because I got another one coming up here, but this is a strong play, the 3443, my friends. All right, and for my third place, I'm going with the Pegasus book, and that's Ratana Johnson. That's 6-1. So that's what I got there. Let's move on to race number three. Race number three, we got what a beautiful bunch here. 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Haven't I used enough aspirin and Tylenol the last 2 days now, and you throw this maiden claiming out there? All right, in any case, this is what we have. I'm going to go first here. I'm going to take the four horse here, Diamond Dave. Diamond Dave, the four horse. Let me pull him up right here. You know what? I kind of like the whole Arlington Park thing. I just think that you're dropping in class. Not much more to it than that, my friend, because you're looking at a horse that's going to go to a claiming 4,000 after it's run 12.5 and 62. They drop it. They want to get rid of this horse. They want to have it win, and this is the right spot to be in. That's where I look at it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I told you the last show that we had Avis Parker on a card.
That's my second choice, by the way.
Well, it's not my first choice. How about that? Because I told you,
I gave
that horse one last shot. And Kenny
You're
Jansen,
sticking to your guns?
Kenny Jansen, I love you, but Avis Parker's out, pal.
Avis Parker is my second choice here.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot here. I'm going to go with on top the 7, Saber Rattler. Uriel Lopez, he's riding really hot right now from what we saw last time out.
Right.
And then I'm going to follow it up with the 4, Diamond Dave. That's kind of a cool name.
It sure is.
It's kind of cool.
I think of Van Halen.
That's what I was thinking of, you know.
I'm thinking Van Halen, and I'm thinking David Lee doing the splits in the air with his brown or red pants. I tell you.
Like, I won a couple races
Panama.
Back. A couple races back, I wanted to be like, man, who picks some of these names? And then they give us Diamond Dave, and I'm like, yes.
What can mean that wrestler guy?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, Diamond Dallas Page.
Is he still alive?
I have no idea. R.I.P. Those wrestlers do not live long, man.
No, they're athletes.
Yeah, they're athletes.
But, yeah, I'm going to go with the 7, Saber Rattler, the 4, Diamond Dave, and I'll follow it up with the 3, Avis Parker.
You don't think they're a little bit of acting, too? They're nice actors, too.
Oh, it's
wrestlers.
Real. It's real.
I forgot. All right. First he says athlete, so I knew where we were going with this one. All right, let's go to race number 4 there, Andre the Giant. We got a claiming 5,006 furlong, and I went with number three horse here, Lucky in Life, Victor Santiago. Goes for three in a row here, my friends. This horse, the buyer numbers, everything's keep climbing on this horse. I'm going with Lucky in Life as my top choice, followed by the one Looking for Bits, and that's Lopez Doris. Doris, I'm sorry, Tom. That's Lopez Doris duo there at 9-5. And then we go with the six-horse Bird's Eye Baby, Baylon Durham, and that's a 4-1 horse. That's what I got.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with the three Lucky in Life and the one Looking for Bits. I think the one finally gets a little class relief here. Been running allowance optional 10,000. They're dropping it in for claiming five.
Yeah, they're wanting to get rid of the
non-winners
snow.
of the year.
Not maybe get rid of it, but maybe pick up a condition.
Sure,
it's not having its way at this level.
No, and I think Tom's finally putting this horse kind of where he's comfortable. The three horse, I know that horse pretty well. Horse always runs good. I run a good second to that horse a couple times back at Fairmont. And then I'll stick with you on the six Bird's Eye Baby. I like your plays there.
So nice.
We're in
nice.
Agreeance.
We're agreeing on this one, which we always agree. I mean, we're not that far off.
No.
Except for your Muckleberry Ben Road.
Metrocknam Road.
Yeah, whatever. All right. We move on to race number five. Five. We just did number four. What am I doing? Six furlong claiming 4,000. And what do you got here?
I kind of like Becker's horse here, the one, Oh Baby, Don't You Know.
Okay.
Got Victor Baylon up. The only thing that kind of catches my eye on this race is this. The fact that it's one, what did it, it broke its maiden claiming four, and then runs a decent second to Serena's Halo. Last time out, and I think we picked Oh Baby Don't You Know in that race. And both times it runs in the money, it's got Santiago up. Santiago jumped ship over to the three put position. He was on put position at maiden claiming 15. Won on the horse, and then obviously jumped on another horse. Looks like he jumped on Galeb's Appeal in that last race, which that's a nice horse too. But I think this is all the Becker barn right here. I would go as far as saying this has got to be our exacta play of the day, 1-3.
Not so fast, my friend.
Really?
Not so fast, my friend, and really? I'm telling you why right
I
now.
I know who you're going with.
I'm taking the six horse.
I knew you would.
I'm going outside here. I like
knew you
see
would.
Gracie fly by here, and I agree with even the horse's name here, See Grace Fly By. I like this horse here. I think it proven itself at Fairmont Park. It could have opened up a little bit more, 1-4. I think Molina's going to be right there, have this horse in the entire time at the front, and he's going to say, come catch me. I don't know. I just don't know because I'm not buying into the claiming 4,000 to life and the state-bred maiden claiming at Fairmont Park for 4,000. Now, if you're talking bottom barrel here, that's it. That's the bottom barrel. State bred, maiden claiming 4,000. You won that by two, and then you go to two life for 4,000, another restricted race, and you get second by three. I'm passing you up there,
okay.
Number one. And then we went with put position. Put position is the only one that I think is going to be in right there with me because I got this one being a 6-3-1 is what I have. 6-3-1. I just think that the class will prevail here, and I think that the three horse here makes a nice move and takes second place. But I really think the six horse is going to dictate this entire pace here.
Fair enough.
All right. So you like that? Not so fast, my friend.
You sound like Corso on Saturday football.
That's what I'm doing. Man. That's what I'm doing. Football's here too, man. My Cowboys are working out. Everything's looking good. I wonder how my Mizzou. I guess now I'm a Michigan State fan too because my kid's gonna
go to Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State. How about that? I wish she'd get into football. You think they get into football when they get into college?
I think they get into, you're probably going to get mad if I say this, I think they get into drinking and frat parties and stuff like that when you get into college.
Yeah, but football's a part of it.
Yeah, football's just kind of, yeah, it's an excuse to drink.
All right. Well, thank you for making me not worry when my kid goes to school. All right, now we got a 6 furlong here, 6th race. We got a starter optional claiming 10,000. This is a weird race. I'm telling you, I'll start this one off here.
Go for it.
The 4 horse here, like everyone's wondering, is made to fit, and this is Hernandez Becker. 5-2. Now, you go to the 3 horse, my second choice. Well, he's not really going to be my second choice when I tell you this. Iker, it's Santiago Rivas going off at 7-2. So, on form right now, we're talking it's a Monday. Tuesday, 6th race around, what time is it?
3:30.
Around 3:30. 3:25 p.m. is the post time here. I think we'll get to know this by 1 p.m. that this horse has been scratched, and this horse made the fit. I don't think Made the Fit's going to run in this race. I think they wanted this race to go, and I think they just put in Made the Fit. That's the way I look at it. I think Santiago would have been on Made to Fit, and that would have been the Becker connection. Why would Santiago go to Rivas' camp and him run against Becker?
I can't agree with you more.
This horse should not be. And then on top of that, this horse is in for a tag, too. For $6,250, this 4 horse. Are you kidding me? He's not giving this horse up.
No, that horse and Mucho Macho Dan are the only 2 one with the tag.
No, I'm saying Made the Fit.
I know. But the horse is, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, and you won't, because this one is the one that Made the Fit will be scratched. I'm saying then we move on down here, and I'm taking Iker, the 3 horse, Santiago Rivas, 7-2, goes to the front. It will be tough to bring down here. I got the 3 on top, followed by the 5. Serious Talk, and Serious Talk is a nice looking horse at this level. Loves to compete at this level. And is solid. Solid at this level. Followed by Green Means Go, and Green Means Go will go to the front. And I just see Green Means Go feels the pressure, and that's when Iker and Serious Talk comes flying from the rear. Serious Talk is not a front runner. Green Means Go is a front running horse. He'll be challenged by Iker. Iker takes over, and then Green Means Go starts to fade because Serious Talk has passed that one up too. I'm looking at this one being another solid exact the box here, and we're looking at a 3-5. 3-5, 5-3. I'm going with the 3 standing out more, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's going to be a lot of pace in the race with the 6 horse, Green Means Go, being in. I think the three will be up there with the 6, Iker, on the pace.
Is it Iker? I've been calling him Iker.
Iker.
I think Iker sounds much more mature of a horse. You know, Iker sounds like Beaker of Sesame Street. You know, that I don't like Iker. I'll go with your Iker.
I don't know who named some of these horses.
What if it was a guy named Iker?
Or what if it was Diamond Dave? I think the race is just going to set up and fall into the 5's lap. Serious Talk come right off the pace and clear these horses and win. So I think I love your analysis of the race. I'm with you 100% on this one.
So you're saying the 3-5-6 then?
Yep.
3-5-6.
And I'm with you. I don't see the 4 will be scratched when we get there tomorrow, I think.
But, you know, that's crazy too. Not about the 4, but we did not even look at Mucho Macho Dan, and I'll tell you what, if he gets any money at 3-1, and this thing goes off at 3-1 or 4-1, I guarantee you, folks, we're going to be making some money on our exacta.
Sure.
I want them to play Mucho Macho Dan. All right, so we're moving on to race number 7. Race number 7, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000, and I went with Edging, the one horse, followed by the 4, or this could be easily 4-1, 1-4. I'm telling you, I think this is Fairmont's way of saying, good riddance to July. We're going to give you guys some cash here. Because I really like, I love these exactas that we're presenting here. The 1-4, 4-1 seem to be the horses. And then on the back end of my trifecta, I'm going with the 7 here, Smoky Romack. And that's Lopez. And you know what? You know what, Lopez? If you want to screw this one up, that's fine. I'm going to still put you on top on one ticket in the middle of these two and one ticket too. I'm not going to throw you out. You're a frightening jockey to me.
Yeah, I'm with you definitely on this race. I love Bentler's horse, the 4, Smiley. The 1, Ralphie's got a nice horse there in Edging. I like that horse a little bit too. I couldn't agree with you more. It's kind of like they're trying to give us money, I think, with the 1-4. I don't mind Bentler's other horse in the race, though, Dr. Leakty.
I've never been a fan of that horse.
You haven't?
I've never been a fan of that horse. You know, you got that one horse that you brought up earlier that you can't bet him?
Avis Parker.
Avis Parker? Well, this is my Avis Parker. Dr. Leakty should have a malpractice suit against it.
He might.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm with you on the 1-4-4-1 there for sure.
Yep. So that's where we stand here, my friends. Let's give our big picks here. And let's go to August 1st, 6th race at Del Mar. My long shot play today. It's on turf. Uber Star. That's UBER Star. The 5-horse, 8-1. We've got Espinoza on the mound here. He's been riding strong. Trainer William Morey, outstanding 27% clip. I'm looking at this horse and saying, you know what? I'm sold on it. Uber Star, not too shabby here, my friends. That's the one play I got here. That's an 8-1. So
you know, and it's interesting you brought that up because I like the 7th race at Del Mar.
You were thinking about the 7?
I like the 7th race.
All right, give it to me.
It's a stakes race for the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It's 2-year-old fillies going 5.5. These are horses that more than likely you'll see run at the Kentucky Oaks, the California Oaks, which would be what, Santa Anita Oaks. So these are young horses. I like an exacta and a tri play here, and the 3 horses I like would be the 6, Lippy. That's Doug O'Neill with Mario Gutierrez. That's a strong team out in California. Mm-hmm. If you follow O'Neill, O'Neill's been really hot out of Del Mar the first couple weeks. Followed by the 7, which is Wesley Ward and Gary Stevens, the crafty veteran. Montana Sunset. Wesley Ward wins a lot of races at 5.5 furlongs in those short races. He'll have this horse ready to go, and that horse is 6-1. And then throw in the 9, Accomplished Sister, Jerry Hollendorfer with Mike Smith, familiar combination there. That horse is 7-2. So I'd play a $2 exacta, 6-7-9, box it, be $24
on a 3-horse box.
Yeah,
that'd be $12.
$12, okay.
$12.
And then I'd play a $1 tri box, 6-7-9, be $6. And that's Del Mar Race 7. It's a $100,000 stakes race.
Well, good for you, buddy. I like that. Yeah. I like that because I got the 6, you got the 7.
Yeah.
But now I'm moving to the East Coast. I'm moving to the East Coast here, and I've got a horse in the 7th race. This is one that I'm just going to put the big kosher stamp on it. I really like this one.
Yeah?
Kosher stamp. I'm not even Jewish, but I'm giving the kosher stamp. That's how good I am with it.
Are you in New York?
I'm in New York right now. I'm in Saratoga. 7th race. Horse's name is Crossways. He's the 3 horse going off at 7-2. 3 starts, last one on turf, going 1 mile and 16th, opened up by 5. That was 1 mile and 16th. Now it's going 1 mile. This Quality Road 3-year-old colt cuts down to 1 mile on turf. I like it. I like it. And the jockey, Camacho?
Camacho?
Yeah, is
Samuel Camacho Jr.?
It's Carmucci.
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 Carmucci, but it's Hispanic. It's not Italian. Carmucci.
Okay, but I Kendrick like the Italian version better, though. But in any case, Carmucci.
Kendrick Carmucci.
12% win clip. Trainer Danny Gargan here. 6 out of 9 in the money. two wins, two places, two shows. This guy's riding really good, too. Not riding really good, but he's got his horses in the right places here. I look for Crossways, the three-horse, 7-2 at Saratoga in the seventh race, August 1st.
Didn't you tell me that Saratoga, you hit a pretty nice maiden special weight race?
I did.
Ashmussen?
Yes, I did. That was, what was it, the fourth or fifth race?
I think so.
That was, what the hell was the
maiden special, 85,000.
Yeah, let me see if I got that. But I went off at like 7-1, 8-1.
I'll tell you, out there, he's got a really nice crop of two-year-olds coming up out there.
Don't they all? I mean, all of them were all-stars going into that maiden special weight race.
I mean,
you're seeing a nice future out of just these races on your future bets.
Yeah, every maiden special weight race you see there, which the maiden specials there are 85 and 90,000, which I think is probably ranks as the second highest to Kentucky Downs, which only runs like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
But maiden special 85, you're looking at some of the top horses in the country. Okay, you're seeing Chad Brown, Todd Pletcher, Ashmussen, Wesley Ward, all these big name trainers
all the big ones, seeing
what they got in their arsenal. And you know, I'm with you. I bet Ashmussen the first race in a maiden special race. I think it was the 11 horse Carter Cat. He had Ricardo Santana up, which we've talked about. Santana. Santana's 26 years old and he's already got 3,000 wins. This guy is the real deal, man. He's a hell of a rider. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, watch out for Ashmussen and Santana combination out at Saratoga. You normally see them down in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and now they're out in Saratoga just winning races. You know?
Well, you know what? He's going to have to contend with the homeboys there, and that's the Pletchers.
Chad Brown.
That's
their house.
And when you're invading like that, you better have a nice crop.
Sure.
Which he's bringing.
Absolutely he's bringing. He is.
All right, my friends, that's our show for this week. And, we will be on this Thursday to do Saturday's card. We appreciate all the love. I'm telling you, numbers are coming in. When I said that about Ireland, I meant it because that could be our next home there. We got a lot of followers, a lot of fans from Ireland. Ireland, England, and some places in New Zealand. And where's our African little...
The tiny island nation of Mauritius.
Mauritius. Why do I always forget Mauritius?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. And then Canada. Where are you at, Canada? How many times I got to tell you? We cover Woodbine, for love of God. Anyway, that's our place for this week, my friends. Stay tuned. Let's try to get a trainer on the show next time.
See if we can do that.
Yeah, maybe get Rafi Martinez on here. That'd be great having Rafi on our show. Yeah. All right, my friends. Check out YoRadio.com. Free music. Download our shows at FairmontParkPodcast.com. Also, check us out at Race Day at Fairmont Park on Facebook. Hit a big like. Be a big fan. Ask us any questions. We'd love to answer some questions out here, wouldn't we?
Sure.
All right. That's our show. Keep cashing those winning tickets. We'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmontParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.